There was a big difference between the people of Caerphilly, who I spoke to in great numbers, and many of them said it's a difficult decision. You are aware of all the facts. It's up to you to make the decision. We have confidence in your judgment. But unfortunately, quite a few party members thought that they knew better than everybody else, and had quite a large number of emails and anonymous phone calls and various accusations. But there you are, that's politics.
Well, yeah, tell me more about those, though. What were these? What was in these emails?
Well, I mean, I was accused of being a warmonger, a murderer. I said that if I'd voted in favour of military action, I'd have blood on my hands. There was anonymous phone calls to my office. I'd been threatened with being deselected as a Labour candidate in the next election. But as I say, people feel strongly about these issues. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just stating it as matters of fact. But what I think is unacceptable is that some of the younger members of the Parliamentary Party, women in particular, seemed to be targeted and had demonstrators outside their house and the boosts being screamed in their face. And that's not the kinder, gentler, honest kind of politics that Jeremy Corbyn claims to stand for.
No, but it may be the kind of politics that he has initiated, that he's encouraged even by turning to the party membership and asking them what they wanted to do, and then seeing numbers of his MPs doing, as we understand, the opposite to what the membership have said. That doesn't help that situation, does it?
Well, I think he has a heck of a lot to learn still, and unfortunately, he seems to want to change the nature of the Labour Party to create some sort of extra parliamentary street organisation, rather than recognise that he's now the leader of Her Majesty's opposition. He's on a very, very big learning curve.